Away we go. It is another edition of the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast, your radio highlight reel. We post it every day post-show. It is Tuesday, the 22nd of October. Deuces. And today we started things off by talking big bet busts. Something I can relate to, minus the big part. It was a tough weekend in the NFL. We started there and then went to your Arnold impressions. There's a new Terminator movie coming out, which we took advantage of. Kinda, sorta. Then we hit the phones to hear about things that you still have at home. You're still holding on to them, despite how old and ridiculous they are. Baba O'Reilly showed up in Song Stories Today. We continued our classic rock concentration contest that we started yesterday. Tune in every day at 7:30 for a shot at a trip to Universal Orlando. It's the 50th anniversary of Led Zeppelin 2. There's a faux pas out there, and John had a little Philly fan rant to round things out on the show today. Have a listen. Here we go. It is the Daily Podcast.
I just want to go back a day because yesterday, usually every week we come in here and we're listening to Dave talk about the parlay that he had.
Yes, usually loses.
And how it didn't work out. It didn't work out. Did you do a parlay this weekend?
I did.
All right. How did it work out?
I would have nailed an 8-game parlay if it weren't for the stinking Giants.
All right.
And it's my fault for taking
keyword
an NFC
in that
East
sentence,
team.
Keyword in that sentence, would've.
Would've. Yep. Right, yep. It's right. Always a would've.
All right. Well, this guy might feel a little even worse than you. All right. Some guy laid out $150 on a 10-game parlay. The first eight games came in as wins.
Whoa.
But it only takes one to lose,
sure.
Right? All right. He had all 10 games come through that he bet on. He would have been paid $58,000.
Wow.
All right. And one didn't. And
which one was it?
I was the Niners. It was either the Niners or the Giants. Both failing to cover.
To cover.
That
okay.
screwed him up. Right?
Yeah. No one expected the Niners game to be a baseball game, essentially.
Yeah, right. Right. But that does not compare to some guy in Chicago who decided that the Bears were going to beat New Orleans.
Oh, so
right?
did I.
All right. Ugh. So he bet a heart-stopping $540,000 on the boys from the Windy City. Mm-hmm. And in it, let's see, $230K on the money line. All right, $158K on the alternative money line and $125K yet on another money line. He lost it all.
Yeah.
He lost every cent of it.
What are you doing,
dude? $540,000.
I'll stop crying about my $35 now.
That must be a drop in the bucket for that guy, though.
Yeah. But you know what? They tell you about their wins. They don't tell you about their losses. You know, and something tells me, well, next week's bet won't be as high.
The John DeBella Podcast. 102.9.
Yeah, it does hurt.
MGK.
Speaking of things that we could give away, we have, you know, every once in a while we get an entire theater for a screening of a movie, and the new Terminator movie is coming out. Arnold's got a new movie, Dark Fate. Right, we're going to do the screening next Tuesday at the Riverview on Columbus Avenue Boulevard, whatever they call it nowadays. All right, tickets are they're for Tuesday. What do you know? What time is
7:30
show?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's what I'm thinking. We've got a theater full of tickets, folks. So you can have as many as you like. You could call in now 215-263-WMGK. Tell us how many tickets you like, but you have to tell us this as Arnold. I want the tickets. So if you want six tickets, I want six tickets.
Okay.
And then you have to make an Arnold noise. You know, like a guy.
Like a guttural sound.
Okay. I was watching Running Man the other day, and the amount of noise that come out of him are just like, this is hilarious.
I'd love to hear a super cut of that.
All right. So 215-263-WMGK. In the sentence, I want blank tickets. I want, you know, you want four tickets? I want four tickets. We have an entire theater's worth of tickets for the new Terminator movie, the preview of the Terminator movie, this coming Tuesday at the Riverview on Columbus Avenue. Tickets are available. It comes into the theater, what, on the 1st?
November 1st.
November 1st, right? And we've got passes to this thing, hundreds of tickets to this thing, a whole theater's worth. So the question, and I need some Conan music.
All right.
Yes, anything that is Schwarzenegger. And what we're putting people up to, we got all these people on the line, right? Basically, they have to ask, you can have as many tickets as you want. Tell us what you want, right? As Arnold, how many tickets you want, and then you have to have an Arnold noise. Let's go to the phone. We got Alex here. Okay, Alex, how can I help you?
I want 4 tickets. Wow.
How many tickets was that?
4.
Well, hold on. How can I help you, Dave?
Good morning. I'd need 6 tickets, and I'd be back.
Wow. Yeah, he went with a quote rather than a noise. Jim, how can I help you?
This is Arnold, and I would like 6 tickets, please.
I have so much respect for actual impressionists right now.
Right, 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 right. But you didn't make your Arnold noise.
That was it.
Hey, Jimmy. How can I help you?
I want 6 tickets.
Wow, that's the worst yet. Hold on. Chris, tell me about it.
I need 4 tickets, and I'll be back.
Another quote.
I need a, give me a guttural noise.
Yeah, come on, give me an Arnold noise.
Are you okay?
Ew. Oh, okay.
Are you all right?
I got really uncomfortable with
obviously
that one.
Obviously, Arnold had Mexican.
Yeah.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I love scotch. Scotchy, scotch, scotch. Here it goes down.
102.9.
Down into my belly.
MGK. You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents... Song Stories.
Song Stories today being brought to us by Univest Bank, the definition of here to stay. Go to univest.net. This morning, I want to get to Bob O'Reilly, which a lot of people call Teenage Wasteland, which is obviously a line on the song, but is not the title. Bob O'Reilly is. And it's part of a project that Pete was trying to get off the ground right after Tommy was going to do another rock opera, and it was called Lifehouse. And a lot of the songs that ended up or that were part of Lifehouse ended up becoming parts of other albums, as Bubba O'Reilly did. Also part of Lifehouse, Going Mobile, Loving for Keeping, Behind Blue Eyes, Getting in Tune, Let's See Action. I mean, all of these, as a matter of fact, I got a great version of Let's See Action with Pete doing it in the studio front of me. Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
But all of these came from that. But the question, the Baba, a lot of people know. Mayor Baba was a guru that Pete followed. It's the O'Reilly part that we don't understand. Here's Pete.
It was a bastardization of my interest at the time in the cyclic works of people like Philip Glass and Terry Riley. Terry Riley did this album called Rainbow in Curved Air, which is a wonderful, wonderful, serene piece of music for tape recorder, really. And I started some experiments in a similar vein as part of the Lifehouse project that I was working on. It began as a 30 or 40 minute instrumental. And then when I started to put the album together, I wrote a lyric for it and had to come up with a title, and that's what I came up with.
The John DeBella Podcast.
He's not the bazaar. He's a very naughty boy.
Philadelphia's
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. Cindy, I got a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And I know I'm catching by surprise on this, but let me see what you can come up with. What do you... Well, here, let me explain what happened.
Okay.
You know, I'm a technology junkie, and I tend not to throw it away. I have a ton of electronics in the basement that are they're antiques, and that's my collection. That's my big collection of stuff. And one of the things I have are laser discs players and laser discs.
Ooh.
And yes, and basically, I get when I start talking about this yesterday, Dave and Steve are like, "You still have that?"
Well, yeah, it's you're a hoarder almost.
Well, don't say that. My wife is listening. You're making my life.
She knows. She's aware.
No, but I have a massive LaserDisc library.
Right.
I mean, because that was the best way to watch movies at that time.
Right. But they're digital now. Get rid of them. I understand. There's no market for them.
Are you sure? I've already sold 2 LaserDisc players.
Wow.
I had 3, right? And I sold 2 of them. So there must be some kind of market for it.
Did they go for more than 20?
What? A little more.
23.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
25 exactly. Or 30.
Wow. That, yeah. Big bucks.
But though, there are people out there that might want it. And this is my battle with my wife. You know. Mm-hmm. So now it's like, well, if they want it, yeah. Right, then why don't you put them up for sale? And go, well, it's a lot to type. That's my excuse.
You have to meet them.
So in the you still have that. I've got laser discs.
I don't have anything. Like, that's kind of cool. Like, I have a 20-year-old St. Joe's Prep baseball shirt that I still wear. And we also have a 30-year-old Fisher-Price rocking horse that we still hang on to that for my wife. And it's like beaten down. It rolls and it's like...
Oh, it sounds so creepy.
Was it the one that with this kind of springs?
It has a wheel in the middle. It's missing an eye.
Oh, it's like haunted, dude. Get that out of there.
Steven's wheel.
What about yourself, Dave?
For me, it's probably my baseball card collection.
Uh-huh.
I still have it. Still in the attic.
You want to talk about useless.
I don't know why I go searching for kindling out in the woods when I have that laying up
right,
in the attic.
Exactly.
It's my first economics lesson.
Exactly.
Prepare for bubbles. They will burst.
Anything for yourself, Cindy?
I have everything.
Really?
Name a category.
you're a serious hoarder.
Yes. I mean, okay. We have.
Well, she is probably, a cat lady. It makes sense. Yeah,
exactly. We have old 78 records in our basement.
Okay.
I mean,
there's a big demand for those.
Yes, right, exactly. Right.
I think they're just below laser discs.
Black and white TVs, record players.
All right. Well, we'll open it up to everybody. 215-263-WMGK. What do you still have that people would be shocked over you still have? As in, you still have that? 215-263-WMGK. I'm just surprised that you guys were so shocked yesterday that I still have laser discs. I mean, I ended up, I probably dropped, and for those of you who've never encountered laser discs, imagine a DVD. The size of a 33 1/3 LP.
Yeah, it's a plate.
It's a plate. It's massive.
We'd have a picnic.
But at the time, it was the first digital movie format. You know,
and, I remember it from West Coast Video. They had the big wall of them.
Oh yeah, and as they became less and less popular, I bought more and more because they were cheaper and cheaper. So I have this huge library of them at home. And the question at hand is, you still have what? Right? What is that thing you still have that? Right? We would like to know. 215-263-WMGK. You got baseball card collection.
Oh, my whole collection. Right. Upstairs,
and then you've got a crappy
32-year-old Fisher-Price rocking horse.
Right? If it's got a wonky eye and it just squeaks and makes noises, why do you even let your kid on it?
Because this is not the hill I've chosen to die on, John.
Okay. All right. All right. This is a nice way of saying the horse belongs to Chris. Question at hand, all because of a conversation I got laughed at in the office yesterday when Dave and Steve found out that I still have laser discs. Yeah. Right? You know, it was a quality format. Huge, expensive, but quality. All right. I was very excited because there was a time with the original laser disc players, you put the disc in, and then when it came to the end of side one, you had to open it up, you had to turn it over, you had to put it back in. And then modern technology came along and was able to flip the playhead on its own.
Fancy.
Yeah, very, very fancy. The noise, it sounded like it was falling apart. It literally would sound like a thunk, 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 thunk.
Like a modem starting up.
Oh,
almost.
It was terrible. It was a terrible, terrible. No, a modem was music in comparison to this thing. But for you, it was baseball cards?
Yeah. Yeah. Which is basically a slightly classier version of Beanie Babies at this point.
Right. And worth about as much.
Yeah.
Right. You know, so I love all those people who were going to save their retirement money, right, in Beanie Babies.
It's my nest egg. Right?
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Well, let's go to the phone, see what we got here. Mario.
Yes.
How you doing?
I'm doing good, bud. How you doing?
I am doing damn fine. You still have what?
Baby blanket.
Your baby blanket?
Yep.
How old are you?
43.
Oh, gross.
Ellie, what do you got?
Believe it or not, I have an old Pac-Man wall phone.
No, I believe it because it sounds like you are talking through an old Pac-Man wall phone. Catherine, what do you got?
I got a Commodore 64 computer.
Why?
No, I have to tell you, I'm jealous. See, this falls into my technology category.
How big is something like this?
Not very.
Oh, really? No, it's not very big at all.
No, not at all.
Wait, did that have the sexy, like, green and black screen?
Oh, yeah. Black screen, green letters,
right.
Most definitely.
It's like The Matrix.
Oh, yeah.
Carl.
Hey, John.
You still have what?
3 8-track recorders and players in a stereo system with the turntable and the radio.
Wow. I mean, I have an individual 8-track recorder. 3 of them as part of a stereo.
Is this like an all-in-one unit?
Yeah, he's talking about an all-in-one unit.
And people still make fun of me for my VHS and DVD combo.
Right. Jim!
30 years of Hot Rod magazine in 5 milk cartons, which my wife would love to get rid of.
Oh, God, the mice must love that.
Yes.
Why do you hold on to something like that?
I have no idea.
Bill, what do you got? What are you still holding on to?
A beer can collection.
When did you start it?
I started as a kid. I was going to baseball practice, and I saw some cans. I started picking them up, and the next thing you know, I have about 8 trash bags of beer cans still in my possession.
So they're not on display or anything. You're basically practicing to be homeless.
Yeah, I was actually impressed.
I guess
at the start.
I would be, yes.
You know, once he said
they're crushed in bags.
Once he said they were in garbage bags, it's like really all he needs is a damn shopping cart. Regina.
My son still has laser discs and laser disc players.
How many laser discs?
Oh, probably about 200.
Wow, he's in my category.
You guys should have a swap party.
My son met you when he was 10 years old, so you must have sent that vibe to him.
It was a LaserDisc convention they met at.
Listen, I already have a woman in my life blaming me for everything. I don't need you to. Have a good morning. Denny?
I have my full uniform that I was given in Oakland when we came back from Vietnam.
What year are we talking here?
1967, May of 67.
What's the chances of you fitting in it again?
Oh, no way.
Mickey.
Yes.
What do you still have?
My baseball card collection.
Yes.
And I've amassed 1.8 million cards so far.
Whoa. Oh, wow. Man. That's going to be a great fire when it happens.
Where
you know?
Does something like that get stored?
Well, right now it's all over the house. I'm in the process of putting a shed in my backyard.
All right.
And I'm moving into the garage where I can set up a studio.
Mickey, let me just ask you a quick question. Is there a woman living in this house also?
Yes, my wife of 37 years, she's a saint for putting up with it.
You beat me to it. You definitely beat me to sainthood. That's for damn sure. Okay, Jim, you still have what?
I have a shock therapy treatment machine from 1890.
Yeah, I have one of those too. It's called a wall socket and a wet finger.
No, it's a real machine. The shock therapy thing, people look at me and say, do you know what those people went through back then? Why do you have that?
So have you ever fired it up?
No, because the plug is not the same kind of plug that we have nowadays.
Well, then go right back to wetting your finger and sticking it in the socket. You'll get
that's
the same.
I just use a fork.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You are crazy in the most wonderful way.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
This is the funnest night ever.
102.9 MGK.
It is the anniversary, the 50th anniversary of Led Zeppelin 2. You know, and in the course of rock and roll, there are great rock and roll bands, and then there are game changer bands. And obviously Led Zeppelin being one of them. There are a number of bands that just the sound, just what they did, how they wrote. Right, changed rock and roll completely.
Night
and
Ranger.
Moved on, changed rock and roll completely. Right, and moved on. Sure. Night Ranger. Thank
I would have said
so
Winger
much.
Myself. But yeah, to each his
own. Stop dumping on Kip Winger.
I'm going to keep
stop
doing it.
Stop dumping
they
on
found
Kip
your Achilles
Winger.
Heel.
All right. But when the first Led Zeppelin album came out, talk about game changers.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a sound like, what is this? And the critics hated the band. They detested the band. They detested the band up until like Stairway to Heaven. And then maybe there could have been something there. Right. But the public knew. And, you know, and we ate up that first album. And when the second one came along, we started hearing things like, okay, where's this going? Oh, my God. You know, now this is the karaoke version of it. So it was, I want to get to something else. I want to flip the album over. I want to go to side two and start with. This is sound, folks. Crank it up. Let the neighbors know you're up. Let the guy in the car next to you know what you're listening to.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I suppose you know what it is about you that fascinates him.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's the hair on your chest.
102.9.
Ooh, wow, I didn't expect that at all. I really didn't expect that.
MGK.
Before we get to Dead or Alive, you're not, Dave, you're not a conspiracy theorist yourself.
Right.
You like following them to see what these idiots are up to.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
I just love the cultural watch party of it all.
Okay. So Tupac, still alive?
No.
No.
Totally.
Of course not.
Of course not.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you believe he's alive?
Totally alive.
Elvis. I got to tell you something. Well, don't push it. Don't push it. All right. But as far as is Tupac alive or not? Steve is correct.
Oh, really?
Yes.
You have some compelling evidence to present.
It seems the cops in Johnson City, Tennessee, arrested a guy on Saturday on probation violation warrant. The guy's name, Tupac Shakur.
Yes.
All right. It's important to know two things about this. One is that he's not the real Tupac. And the other is he's a 40-year-old white guy.
Yes. I was hoping so. Does he have the bandana backwards on his forehead?
And two, Tupac is in his given name. It's Timothy Oliver. He just exclusively goes by Tupac Kishore, Shakur, rather. Kishore, for sure.
You're pronouncing it like a white guy.
I know. I am. Anyway, the cops found Tupac, right? And they started asking some questions, and it seemed that he was like meth stoned.
Oh,
and when the cops tried to arrest him, he pulled a knife on them. They tackled him to the ground, and they found a lot of meth on him as well. So he's facing several charges. So instead of a whole bunch of bullet holes, it was a whole bunch of meth bags. Wow. That was it. That was all that happened to him.
No one's perfect.
Yeah.
The John DeBella Podcast.
It gets ridiculous, some of these things.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's just ridiculous. It's evil.
102.9.
It's ridiculous.
MGK.
There's something I want to say about baseball. You know, World Series starting tonight, right? Lance McCullers Jr., who is a pitcher for the Astros, right, ended up giving World Series tickets to some fans who were taunted by Yankee fans at Yankee Stadium in Game 5. Basically, let's see what they do. They tried to start a fight with them. They taunted them. They threw beers at them. And we're still talking about Santa Claus in Philadelphia. Wow. I'm sorry, it just came up a week ago or something like that in one of the Eagles games. And it's like, it's 51 years ago. Crap like this happens in other cities. At the Dodgers games, you get killed.
Yeah, right.
You know, yeah. and the Giants isn't any better. All that stuff. No. But as soon as they threw snowballs at Santa Claus. The team sucked. The Santa sucked, and everybody was pissed off because we're losing the game once again. Right, you know, so Santa came out. I'm sorry, he got the brunt of it. But it was 51 damn years ago. Give it up, sports world.
The John DeBella Podcast.
This, wow.
John DeBella.
Wow, you're so dominant.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Wow.
MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.